Joey Savacci, man, how about that heat race? That had to feel good. Yeah. That was awesome.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely better. Good starts go a long way in this class right now. And, man, it feels good for sure. You know, obviously I would like more, but from where I'm at right now and where things have been, it's a trend in the right direction. And, you know, that's all I can really ask for.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Listen, the fake hole shots in the third practice, I'm not a fan of them. I just think that as a team manager, as a mechanic, I wouldn't want my guy to be doing the most dangerous thing on the track, which is a start, because we've seen plenty of things go wrong in the start and even in those fake ones, right?
Yeah.
But you got the hole shot for the fake start. I wonder if that helped at all.
Ah, man, I tell you what, any hole shot you can get, I'll take.
Okay, so, all right, okay.
I mean, it was good. The heat race start was good, too. And then, honestly, the main event start was really good, but I caught my foot on the tough lock on the inside.
Yep.
And I got a little squirrely. And I mean, Barsha came out, like, I don't know, maybe fourth or something. And I had him beat to the first corner. But when I caught the tough lock with my foot, the bike stepped out and I opened the door and he was able to slide. So all in all, like, my starts were good tonight. And I feel like I executed in the main. I just made a mistake. And, but, you know, like I said, from where I've been the last couple of weeks and where I'm at now or where I was tonight, it's a trend in the right direction.
Absolutely. It was really, so starts were huge. They're always huge in Supercross. They were more huge tonight on this track, I think, because, man, like, you just, everything you were trying, you couldn't get up to Kenny. He couldn't get up to AP. You know what I mean? Eli couldn't catch you. Is it just a fast track or something?
Yeah, I mean, dude, when the track is very, I don't want to say basic, but just everyone does the same thing. And it's really hard. And the big thing is when the track is slippery like that, it's so hard to make up time. And then it's so easy to lose time. So it's like, who can make the least amount of mistakes is kind of who does well. But yeah, I mean, you know, people aren't going to like it, but you look at Jason and was he aggressive? Absolutely. But dude went to the front and, you know, I had an opportunity where I could have forced the issue with Kenny and, you know, hindsight, I probably should have
before
because
the finish,
I was faster.
Before the finish.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think if I would have done that, I could have stayed in my rhythm and then hopefully got Dean right away and, you know, I could have kept going forward, but, it's just doing the tracks like this and it's slippery. It's just so hard to make up time.
Yeah. I really thought the track was going to turn out to be really cool. At any end, it was fast and everyone was kind of doing the same thing and it just didn't really work out for great racing tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. For sure. I mean, like you said, starts are important, but tonight it was even more important than, than normal, you know?
So. Yeah. No, it was good to see, man. Seventh place. That's, is that your season best? I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, season best finish for you. So you got to be stoked, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. And we'll see you Tuesday.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks.